AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A gunman with a rifle opened fire on an ICE facility in Dallas from a nearby roof. Two detainees are dead. The gunman took his own life.
Officials say he was shooting indiscriminately at the building and at a van that the detainees were in. FBI Special Agent Joe Rothrock says no law enforcement were injured, and they're investigating this as an act of targeted violence.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
Joshua Johnson with ICE in Dallas says this is the second time he's had to address a shooter at one of their facilities.
The rhetoric has to stop. There are people out there who are seeing what is being placed online, and they're coming and they're doing acts of violence.
A July attack injured a police officer. Audio courtesy KDFW. I'm Julie Walker.
The family of one of the 67 people killed when an airliner collided with an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C., sued the government and the airlines involved, accusing them of failing to recognize the warning signs after more than 30 documented near misses in the area. Bob Clifford is a lawyer representing the families.
And it is known that American had the ability, because of their notice of near misses, a massive number of near misses, that they nevertheless allowed their customers to be exposed to the dangers associated with those near misses.
The airlines, the Army, and the FAA didn't immediately respond to the lawsuit. A judge in New York is warning Justice Department officials they could face sanctions for public comments about Luigi Mangione's prosecution. Mangione is accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge said statements about Mangione facing the death penalty may have violated rules ensuring a fair trial. This is AP News. Severe weather hits parts of Asia.
Typhoon Ragasa, one of the strongest in years, has caused massive destruction in Taiwan and the Philippines before slamming ashore in southern China. The typhoon whipped waves taller than lampposts onto Hong Kong promenades and turned seas rough. The fierce winds brought by Ragasa, once a super typhoon, woke Hong Kong residents in the early hours, and many went online to describe scenes like a kitchen ventilation fan being blown down and a crane swaying. Nearly 1.9 million people so far have been relocated across China's Guangdong province, while Hong Kong and Macau cancel schools and flights, with many shops closing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials on the Hawaiian island of Maui lifted evacuation orders for people living near a wildfire. Police went door to door to evacuate before firefighters stopped the blaze's forward progress. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.